السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Discussing from the Kitab, beautiful Sunnah of our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Discussing the Sunnahs of the hair. The length of the hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reach up to the middle of the ear. According to another narration, the hair reached up to the ear, and yet in another narration, it is mentioned that it reached up to the earlobes. There are also narration where it is mentioned that the hair was close to the earlobes. Sunnats of the hair. The length of the hair of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached up to the middle of the ear. According to another narration, the hair reached up to the ear, and yet in another narration, it is mentioned that it reached up to the earlobes. There are also narrations where it is mentioned that the hair was close to the earlobes. To keep all the hair up to the earlobes or a little lower is sunnat. To keep all the hair up to the earlobes or a little lower is sunnat. Similarly, to shave all the hair off is also a sunnat. If a person wishes to trim his hair, then it should be trimmed equally on all sides. To keep the front of the hair long while shortening the back of it, which is known as the English hair square cut, is not permissible. Similarly, to shave part of the head while leaving the rest is not permissible. May Allah Ta'ala protect every Muslim from this. The command to grow the beard and trim the moustache has been recorded in the hadith. To trim the beard less than the length of one fist or to shave it off is declared haram. To trim the beard less than the length of one fist or to shave it off is declared haram. May Allah Ta'ala protect every Muslim from this. It is wajib compulsory to keep the beard one fist length. And the length of one fist is established from the sunnah. It is sunnah to trim the moustache as finely as possible. There are severe warnings in the hadith for keeping very long moustaches. The hair below the navel, armpits and moustaches, as well as the nails, should be cut and kept clean. It is sinful to allow 40 days to pass without doing so. To wash the hair, oil it and comb it is sunnat, but a few days should be skipped in between if there is no necessity. When combing the hair, start from the right hand side. When combing one's hair or whenever the need arises to look into the mirror, recite the following dua. Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi fahassin khulqi. The translation, O Allah, as you have beautified by external form, so make my character beautiful as well. O Allah, as you have beautified my external form, so make my character beautiful as well. Continuing from the Kitab, Effective Remedies for Spiritual Maladies by Arif Billah, Hazrat Akhtar Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh. The difference between vanity and pride. Pride entails considering someone else as inferior and oneself as superior. While ujub, vanity, entails considering oneself laudable and praiseworthy without considering the next person inferior. Both are prohibited in Islam. Pride entails considering someone else as inferior and oneself as superior, while ujub, vanity, entails considering oneself laudable and praiseworthy without considering the next person inferior. Both are prohibited in Islam. When a servant considers himself to be unworthy and inferior, he is elevated in Allah's sight. When a servant considers himself to be unworthy and inferior, he is elevated in Allah's sight. And when he considers himself to be superior, then he appears disgraceful and despicable in Allah's sight. When a servant considers himself to be unworthy and inferior, he is elevated in Allah's sight. When he considers himself to be superior, then he appears disgraceful and despicable in Allah's sight. Even though sin and transgression is hated in Islam, but in the same breath, it is impermissible to desire the sinner and the perpetrator of evil. Similarly, a kafir's disbelief should be abhorred, not his person, for it is quite likely and possible that his end be destined on iman. Even though sin and transgression is hated in Islam, but in the same breath, it is impermissible to despise the sinner and the perpetrator of evil. Similarly, a kafir's disbelief should be abhorred, not his person, for it is quite likely and possible that his end be destined on iman. Hazrat Hakim al-Ummah rahmatullah alayhi used to remark, "Presently, I consider myself inferior to every Muslim and believer, and in matters of the future, inferior even to the disbelievers and animals, for I do not know what my end would be upon belief or disbelief." As we can see, we should not look down upon anyone, because we don't know what would our end result be. Sometimes when we pass away, we don't know whether we're going to be going with iman or not going with iman. If a person is younger than us, older than us, we should not look down upon them. Sometimes they may live longer than us, they can do more good deeds than us, and they'll be like in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should not look down upon anyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq to put into practice whatever it is.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathira. Amma ba'du fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim bismillahir rahmanir rahim. وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Most respected elders and brothers, and also our sisters who may be listening and those who are listening over streaming. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gathered us here tonight in this locality. It is only the selection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has granted us the ability and the tawfiq to be present for this program. وَمَا بِكُم مِّن نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif that whatever bounty you have, whatever blessing you have, it is solely and only through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the treasures from the treasures of Jannah is the words which we hear in the hadith, and we recite it very often, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-azim, aliyy al-azim. This is regarded as a treasure from the treasures of Jannah. It is extremely powerful. There are many ahadith and narrations that mention the great power and the effect of these words. These words are extremely, extremely beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we ponder over the meaning, then we will understand, and we can actually tie it up with what our brother Adil was explaining or reading. with regards to humility and keeping ourselves far away from pride and arrogance, and also never ever regarding ourselves as laudable, as praiseworthy. So these words, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم, the Muhaddithin have explained that it means لا حول عن معصية الله ولا قوة على طاعة الله إلا بعون الله, which means, if we translate it, that O Allah, I do not have any ability to save myself and protect myself from sins, and neither do I have the strength and courage to do any good deeds except through your help and ability. إِلَّا بِعُونِ اللَّهِ, only through your help. Ya Allah, if you do not help me to do good deeds, I cannot do any good deeds. And if you don't give me the strength to stay away from sins, then I will fall headlong into that sin. So the person is attributing everything towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His yaqeen and his qibla is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. To such an extent that if somebody has to praise a person, so then even when that person is being praised, now for example, if we have that frame or we have some beautiful frame in the house or in the masjid or wherever it may be, so somebody comes and he starts praising the frame. Now that frame was painted by somebody else. Now if that frame could speak, so now the person praised the frame, so now the frame started feeling very high about itself. Now I'm excellent. I'm very, very good. So we will say to that frame, there's nothing really good about you. The reality is that the person who created you, the person who painted you, he is the one who is deserving of all the praise. He is the one who painted you. So praise actually is going to him, though we don't see him. The artist may not be present. The artist may be somewhere else. The person who's looking at the frame has never ever seen the person who painted it. He's never come to know of that person. But the reality is that praise is going to the one who created that frame. In the same way, somebody praises you, or you're a very intelligent person, or you're a very wealthy person, or you have, you know, what you've been able to accomplish and achieve in your life. So now, if we start regarding that as our own achievement, so then we are fooling ourselves, because the reality is, who is that being who created us? Who is that being who gave us the ability to accomplish whatever we have? If a person is very intelligent and he's been able to go into university and get PhDs or become a professor or become a alim or become a mufti or become a qari, so he has to ask himself the question is, who is that being who gave him the intelligence and that brain to be able to go into the university? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then, if the person realizes that all praises belongs to Allah, and he realizes that who is the being who really blessed him with that talent, then he will never ever become, how can we say, get carried away with the praises of others. Otherwise, if we get carried away with the praises of others, then it's like the example of the person, he had a horse. Now, he was sick and tired of this horse. The horse was good for nothing, couldn't even ride properly, more of a pain than anything else. So he decided, I'm sick and tired of this horse. I'm taking this horse and I'm going to sell it. Get rid of this horse once and for, whatever it is, once and for all, get rid of this horse from my life. So he went to the auction. Now we know the people in the auction, they have that talent, that ability, that they're able to even sell ice on a freezing cold day. So that auctioneer said, no problem, watch how I sell this horse. So he put that horse up and he started praising the horse. One way, this horse is like this, and this horse is like that, and or double paise hai, what an excellent horse this is. So now that person who wanted to sell the horse, when he heard all the praises that auctioneer was, you know, placing for his own horse, they went, hold on a second. If this horse is so good, I'd rather keep it for myself. So he kept the horse back. He said, no, I don't want to sell it then. So what happened? It's an example. But he got carried away with the praises of that person who was trying to sell his horse. He knew very well how useless the horse was. He was well away. He was experienced. He knew this horse was useless. But he got carried away with the words and the praises of that person who was trying to sell that horse. In the same way, each and every one of us, and I address myself first, we know what's our weaknesses. We know where we falter. We know how weak we really are. Somebody gives one or two praises, or you very pious, or always in the masjid, or always see in the first surf, or you are doing this work of deen, or doing that work of deen. So now immediately we get carried away by the praises of that person. Yet we know very well what our weaknesses are. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with this ability of humility, always focusing on our inner selves and on our sins. The person who looks at his weaknesses, he won't have any chance or time to look at the weaknesses of others. Our late Shaykh Hazrat Ma'anus Patel used to very often say that the person is concerned about the fly that is sitting on the nose of someone else, but he's forgotten about that huge python that's wrapped around his own neck. So you see that person there, he's got a fly on his nose. He's worried about this one, he's worried about that person. But he's got a python around his own neck, but that he's not concerned about. Today, unfortunately, we have become like this. So we must remember that whenever we're pointing a finger at someone else, so when you point a finger, so if you close your wrist, so you see four fingers are actually coming in our direction. So you're pointing one finger that side, but how many fingers are pointing at ourselves? So we have to first focus, and this is what these programs are for, the purpose of our own inner self-reformation. In the dua that was recited, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that when we look in the mirror, now we can take an example from this. When we look into the mirror, so now here again, when the person is looking into the mirror, he's looking at himself. So now his focus is on himself. Now again, shaitan can start whispering. Shaitan can start whispering in the mind that, well, you are, look at how handsome you are. And look at, compared to that other person there in that other place. So, alhamdulillah, you're looking quite good. His nose is crooked now, your nose is a bit straight. So shaitan will start whispering these things. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us the antibiotic. Or the anti-venom. Rather say anti-venom, because shaitan, the whisperings of shaitan are venomous. Like the snake that bites. And when that poison runs through the body, sometimes it can lead to death. So shaitan also puts these thoughts in the mind. It's sometimes venomous and it can cause the person's ruhaniyat and spirituality to die. So now when the person looks in the mirror, now immediately his focus is on himself. Now he'll start thinking good about himself. So the anti-venom for that is that Allahumma anta hassanta. Allah is not my achievement. You are the one who's created me the way I am. Again, as the example that we mentioned of the person who painted. So Ya Allah, you are the one who created me. Mera koi kamal nahi hai. This is no kamal of minds. This is no achievement of minds. Anta hassanta khalqi. Ya Allah, you are the one who created me the way I am. But then we don't stop there further. Just as Ya Allah, fahassin khuluqi. Oh Allah, my external self is very good. The white topi, white kurta, white socks, white pants. So Ya Allah, make my heart white also. فَحَسِّنْ خُلُقِي, make my heart white. Whiteness of the heart has got nothing to do really with color. It doesn't mean it's, you open the heart, you're going to see white heart and brown heart. This is just a way of expressing things. Otherwise the person can be, the color of the skin can be dark. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, subhanallah. Hazrat Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu, great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first Muaddin of Islam. So when he was in Makkatul Mukarrama, when he was being tortured, we know the incident. At that stage when very few people had accepted Islam, handful of weak people accepted Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had great hope that his family would accept his call. He stood on the Mount Safa, he said, if I have to tell you that there is an army about to attack you, will you believe me? He said, most definitely we'll believe you, you are Sadiq, you are Al-Amin, you have never ever spoken a lie. So he said, I'm warning you, O my family, since you believe me that I'm an honest person, worship one Allah, leave these gods and idols aside. Beautiful, with great love, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What was the response? Tabban lak alihada jama'atana. Immediately Abu Lahab, his very own family and relative and uncle, he says, may you be destroyed. Is this what you called us for? Wasting our time here. Imagine the pain that Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went through on that occasion. Then no one really accepted him. Those people who had great hope will accept Islam, they turned away. It was the few weak individuals that had accepted Islam. Those who had really nothing much, no power, no strength, no real influence. They accepted Islam initially. Amongst them was Bilal radiallahu anhu. When he accepted Islam, today we accept Islam, mashallah, we get flowers, we get gifts, we get chocolates. When they accepted Islam, they got nothing but torture and whooping and lashing and pain. So he used to be lashed to such an extent that his words used to reverberate in the valleys of Makkatul Mukarram. And what were those words? Ahad, Ahad. They used to say, renounce these gods and worship our idols. He said, no, only one idol, only one God. Ahad, one. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, the beloved companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to witness this, he couldn't tolerate it, he couldn't take it. So he had a white slave, European slave. So he went to the master of Bilal radiallahu anhu, he said, I'll do a deal with you. He said, I will exchange this non-Muslim, who was a disbeliever, this slave of mine, you give me Bilal radiallahu. They agreed. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu came into the possession of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he immediately freed him. He brought him before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, today I have sold a white skinned slave with a dark heart in lieu of this dark skinned slave with a white heart. Subhanallah. So this was the condition of Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu. That although even it is mentioned that he was not very handsome in terms of his appearance, but subhanallah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he went for Mi'raj, he said, oh Bilal, what amal you do that when I went, I heard your footsteps in Jannah. So Bilal radiallahu said, Ya Rasulullah, nothing much, but there is one thing, that whenever my wudu breaks, then immediately I renew my wudu and perform 2 rakat salah. Subhanallah, this was Bilal. To such an extent, was so beloved was Bilal radiallahu anhu, that on one occasion, he used to call out the adhan, and he would then remind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the salah was about to commence. Bilal radiallahu anhu was also known to have had weak eyesight. Those days, they didn't have timetables, salah timetables that we had. They would look at the horizon, and they would look at the sign of the setting in of Subah Sadiq, of Fajr, on the horizon. The color would change, they would know now. So sometimes he would make an error because of his weak eyesight. On one occasion, he came and he said, Ya Rasulullah, he saw Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was partaking of his sehri. So he said, Ya Rasulullah, the time of sehri is over. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew. Abhi tak waqt hai, there's still time. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued eating. Second time was that Bilal radiallahu anhu came, he said, Ya Rasulullah, the time of sehri is over. He had made an error because of the eyesight. Nabi Kareem sallam continued eating because he knew that the time is not set in. The third time was that Bilal radiallahu anhu came, he said, Wallahi, the qasam of Allah, the time of sehri has expired. Immediately Nabi Kareem sallam stopped. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, the time is still, there's still sufficient time. Nabi Kareem Sahasim said, O Aisha, there are certain servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if they take a qasam, if they take Allah ta'ala's name and take a qasam, then Allah ta'ala will fulfill their qasam. That means Bilal radiallahu anhu is so beloved to Allah ta'ala that even though the time of sehri has not set in, Allah will instruct the sun to move so that his qasam can be fulfilled. On one occasion, Bilal radiallahu anhu, again, he came to wake Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam up. After the Fajr Adhan, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting. So he knocked on the door. And he announced, As-salatu qa'imun. That, O Nabi of Allah, the salah is about to commence. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was resting inside his room. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu responded, Wal-rasoolu na'imun. The Rasul of Allah is resting. So as Bilal radiallahu anhu responded, As-salatu khayrun minan nawm. Salah is better than rest and sleep. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam immediately opened his eyes. Said, oh Aisha, what? I heard some talking, what happened? She said, Ya Rasulullah, as Bilal radiallahu anhu came and made the announcement, As-salatu qa'imun, I responded, Wal-rasoolu na'imun. He said that salah is about to commence. I said, but the Nabi of Allah is resting. So he responded by saying, As-salatu khayrun min an-nawm, that salah is better than sleep. Nabi Kareem Sahasam, thereafter, after wahi came down, he said that now Allah has instructed that these words of Bilal radiallahu anhu must be included in the Fajr Adhan. That imagine till from that day till today, the words of Bilal radiallahu anhu, every single masjid around the world till Qiyamah, these words will be called. This was the condition of Hazrat Bilal. And what love Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu had for Rasulullah said, we can't understand. And because of the fact that he was a slave and he grew up in a very hard way, very tough and rough way. So he was a very hard person. To such an extent that he used to be beaten in Makkatul Mukarramah, but he never cried. He would just say, Ahad, Ahad, never ever cried. Madinatul Munawwara, he went through great poverty and difficulty. Nabi Kareem Sassam too. Never ever cried. On the occasion when Nabi Kareem Sassam passed away, Allahu Akbar. Now the time of Salah had set in. As a Bilal radiallahu anhu, it was his duty to call out the Adhan. We know Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he had taken that mantle and come forward and said that whoever, we have to understand that the Nabi of Allah is a mortal human being and a mortal person can pass away. Those who worship Muhammad, they know very well that Muhammad has passed away. But those who worship Allah, they know well that Allah is ever living and alive. So Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu stood forward and his iman started shining. But now the time of Salah had set in, they couldn't find Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu. So he inquired. They said that Bilal radiallahu anhu is in one corner. He doesn't want to speak to anyone. Maybe you're the only person who'll be able to speak to him. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu had a very special relationship with Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu because of the fact that he was the one who purchased Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu and freed him. So he was indebted to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu approached Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu. He saw that his entire head was covered and he was weeping. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu started comforting. Immediately he listened. He said, oh Abu Bakr, oh Siddiq, I am a person who never ever cries. Entire life in Makkah Sharif, I was tortured, I was a slave, I went through hardship, I was lashed, I was beaten. Never ever cried. Madinatul Munawwara, I went through poverty, I was sought after by debt collectors and I went through this and went through that, never ever cried. He says, but today, my Nabi, my Muhammad has passed away. I don't know what's happening to me, I can't stop crying. I can't stop crying. He said, no, you have to give the Adhan, calm yourself down. He said, how can I give the Adhan? When I used to give the Adhan, when I used to say Hayya ala Salah, I used to turn this side. When I used to say Hayya al Falah, I used to look at the door of Nabi Kareem Sa'asim, which just merely had a sheet in front of it, a curtain in front of it. And whenever I would say Hayya al Falah, Nabi Sa'asim would open that curtain and smile at me. Now, there'll be no one there smiling. So this was the condition to such an extent that it was said that Bilal radiallahu anhu, after the demise of Nabi Kareem Sa'asim, could no longer stay in Madinatul Munawwara. He couldn't take it. He moved to Sham and he started staying in Sham. So this was the love that Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu had. And this is what we were talking about, that the person has got nothing to do with the color of the skin. The real beauty and the real brightness and light is within the heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with these qualities. So this is what this program is all about, to create that reawakening within ourselves, that we have to make an effort to purify our internal self. فَحَسِّنْ خُلُقِي, that Ya Allah, just as you have created me externally beautiful, more important than that is that Ya Allah, purify my internal self. And this is what the Sahaba Ikram had. This is what Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu had. Perhaps externally he may not have been so handsome and beautiful as others, but internally, subhanallah, Allah was pleased with him. He had a shining heart, he had a bright heart. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really looks after. Nabi Kareem Sa'asim said in the hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَجْسَادِكُمْ وَلَكِ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah ta'ala doesn't look at your suwar. Allah ta'ala doesn't look at the external self. That, you know, what's the color of the skin, or how nice your nose is, or how the lips are, or how the eyebrows are, or how, you know, how strong you are, or how many muscles the person has got, whether the person is a bodybuilder. Allah Ta'ala doesn't look at that. Walakin, but Allah looks at yanduru ila qulubikum wa a'malikum. Allah Ta'ala looks at the condition of the heart, and Allah Ta'ala looks at one's a'mal and one's actions. That is what Allah Ta'ala is concerned about. So may Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to develop the consciousness and that concern about purifying our inner self, about bringing those beautiful qualities within ourselves, purifying the heart. When the heart is, you know, when the heart is clean and pure, then automatically the actions that will emanate from the heart which will be actions which are clean and pure. Otherwise, why today you find a person is so nasty, he just wants to hurt someone, he wants to take revenge, he's always angry. But the reality is that this is a reflection of what is within the heart. The person who is generous, it shows that in his heart there's the quality of generosity. The person who gives love to others, it shows that within his heart he has got love. The person who's always angry with others, it shows that within his heart he's got anger, he's got rage. Therefore, there's a need for that person to purify the heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. These programs, we try and confine it to 45 minutes. It's not tiring for everyone. So inshallah, we will now terminate on this and make a little bit of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, we'll conclude with the dua, inshallah. It's mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that the person who recites La ilaha illallah 100 times daily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause his face to become illuminated. Ulama-i-kiram explain on the day of Qiyamah that this person's face will become illuminated. Ulama-i-kiram explain that through the barakat of the recitation of this kalima, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant one the tawfiq of doing actions which will bring about illumination on the face on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah ta'ala will protect from a'mal and actions which will bring about darkness on the face on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illuminate our faces on the day of Qiyamah. La ilaha illallah, laysa la hijabun dun Allah. It is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that between this kalima and the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no barrier. Therefore, we should contemplate and imagine that when we're reciting this kalima, it is going directly to the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say La ilaha, remove everything from the heart besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say illallah, bring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into the hearts. Recite Durud Sharif.
La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kono makame laiq sajda tere siwa e noor e mubi. Koi nahi hai, koi nahi hai, koi nahi hai, koi nahi. Ab to rahe bastad mein aakhir wird zabae mere ila. La ilaha illallah, 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
When we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time we should imagine that we have a tongue within our hearts and the tongue in the mouth. Both are simultaneously taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine that everything around us, the ground beneath our feet, the walls of this musalla, every single grain of sand on earth, every single leaf of every single tree in this world, all taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is wajib to say Jalla Jalaluhu on the first one.
Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuh. Allah, 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 kaisa pyara naam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك O Kareem Allah, Rahim Allah, Most Forgiving Allah, Most Loving Allah, Most Caring Allah. Ya Allah, it is only through your kindness and through your fadl and through your ability, Ya Allah, that Ya Allah, we have gathered here tonight, Ya Allah, to remember you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, accept our gathering here tonight, Ya Allah. All these brothers, Ya Allah, who have sacrificed their nights, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, some have traveled from far, Ya Allah, to be here, Ya Allah. Accept their suffer, Ya Allah. Accept the sacrifices of each and every individual who is present here, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are raising our begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. A loving Allah, a kind Allah, a all-hearing Allah, all-seeing Allah, all-knowing Allah. Ya Allah, you have been so kind to us, Ya Allah. You have blessed us with so many bounties, Ya Allah. The eyes with which we see, Ya Allah. The ears with which we hear, Ya Allah. The tongues with which we speak, Ya Allah. Hands and feet with which, Ya Allah, we move and function, Ya Allah. Our heart, liver, lungs all functioning, Ya Allah. These are priceless bounties which you have granted and blessed us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, how kind you were, Ya Allah. How merciful you were, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, yet, Ya Allah, we use these very bounties, Ya Allah, for your disobedience, Ya Allah. We have committed so many sins with our eyes, Ya Allah. So many sins with our ears, Ya Allah. So many sins with our tongues, Ya Allah. so many sins with our hands and feet. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are raising our begging bowls before you, Ya Allah. Forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our eyes, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our tongues, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, Ya Allah. Forgive those sins which we committed knowingly or unknowingly, Ya Allah. In the light of day or darkness of night, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving, Ya Allah. You love to forgive the sinners when they turn towards you, Ya Allah. गुनहगार है या अल्लाह, हम सियाकार है या अल्लाह, हम बदकार है या अल्लाह, मुजरिम खताकार है या अल्लाह, वी आर criminals, Ya Allah. We are guilty on all counts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are extremely sinful. We are not justifying any sin that we may have committed, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, how long are we going to continue, Ya Allah, in this line of sin and disobedience? Ya Allah, we are getting nothing but restlessness and anxiety, Ya Allah. We are suffering from depression, Ya Allah. We have got no happiness and sukoon in our lives, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, it is because we are disobeying your commands, Ya Allah. Give us the realization, Ya Allah, that we can only find sukoon, we can only find tranquility, we can only find serenity, we can only find joy and happiness, Ya Allah, in your obedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in fulfilling your commands, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us the himmat and courage, Ya Allah, to give up sins from our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan have overpowered us, Ya Allah. Nafsu shaitan, dono ne milkar, ay kya hai mujhko taba. Ya Allah, this nafs and this ego of ours, Ya Allah, and shaitan have formed a gang and coalition, Ya Allah. They are dragging us down the gutters of shame and humiliation, Ya Allah. They want to take us to the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Allah, you protect us, Ya Allah, from the attacks of nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Allah, we want to go to Jannat, Ya Allah. Allah, you help us against these enemies of nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Without your help, there's nothing that we can accomplish, Ya Allah. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Ya Allah, we cannot do any good and save ourselves from any sin besides, Ya Allah, without your help and assistance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with your power of just pull us towards you, Ya Allah. Hum sabko Allah wa ala bana dijiye, Ya Allah. Make each and every one of us walis, Ya Allah. Make us your friends, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, no one can question you, Ya Allah, that why did you make those individuals who gathered, Ya Allah, in the musalla and demet your walis and friends, Ya Allah. Make each and every one of us your friends and your walis, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum sabko apna bana le. Make us yours and become ours, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, if you become ours, then everything is ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but if you are not ours, then nothing is ours, Ya Allah. Our very own children will not give us happiness and coolness. Our businesses will not give us happiness, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, if you are ours, then everything will be ours, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Our hearts are full of anger and rage and envy and revenge, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that heart, Ya Allah, which was supposed to be for you, Ya Allah. That heart which was supposed to be for the ishq of Rasulullah Sassim. That heart which was supposed to be for the ishq of Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. That heart, Ya Allah, which was supposed to be an ashik of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, we have changed that heart and turned that heart into a garbage site, Ya Allah. Nothing but anger, malice, jealousy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so much of rage, Ya Allah. Purify our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Sahaba Ikram had bright hearts, Ya Allah. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu had a shining heart, Ya Allah, like a star, Ya Allah. Like, Ya Allah, a full moon on a dark night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us a fraction of the hearts that they had, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa, Ya Allah. Those who are going through financial difficulty, Ya Allah, grant them plenty full of halal risk and sustenance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is no limit to your treasures, Ya Allah. Provide for us from your unlimited treasures, Ya Allah. Those, Ya Allah, who are looking for marriage partners, bless them with pious, Ya Allah, compatible marriage partners, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whoever is going through any difficulty, you alleviate their suffering and difficulty, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of family members, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, unite the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is so much of disunity in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, you create unity, Ya Allah. Bi fadlika wa judika wa karamika ya akramal akramin. Ya Allah, ek din marna hai, akhir maut hai. Ya Allah, we have to leave this world one day, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, the angel of death will suddenly strike, Ya Allah. Suddenly, Ya Allah. He will not make any appointment whatsoever, Ya Allah. Without us even realizing, the angel of death will suddenly strike in the midst of whatever we are doing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when the time of death comes, Ya Allah, take us to Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the Rawdah-e Mubarak, Nabi Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As-salatu was-salamu alayka, Ya Rasool Allah. Ya Allah, cause our souls to depart, Ya Allah. Allah, give us a small patch of land, Ya Allah, in Jannatul Baqi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but if it is not Muqaddar, Ya Allah, wherever it may be, Ya Allah, give us a death of Barakat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us a Mubarak and blessed death, Ya Allah. Do not let the angel of death find us in any sin, Ya Allah. Popping some drug in our mouth, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, glued to some porn, filthy sight, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, what embarrassment that will be. Ya Allah, to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that an ummati of yours died in such a filthy state, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect us from such an evil death, Ya Allah. Do not disgrace us in this world, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah, Ya Allah. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. Allahumma hasibna hisaban yaseera. Ya Allah, hum bahut hi gunahgar hai. Ya Allah, if you have to expose us, Ya Allah, we do not know, Ya Allah, where to cover our faces, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, conceal our weaknesses and our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Change our lives, Ya Allah. Pull us towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not turn your way, your glance of rahmat from us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is no other Allah for us besides you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, where else can we go, Ya Allah? If a dog is chased from one home, it can go to another home. If a beggar is chased from one home, that beggar can still go to another home. But Ya Allah, if you turn your glance of rahmat away from us, Ya Allah, there is no one for us besides you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not turn your glance of rahmat away from us, Ya Allah. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuha al-lazina amanu, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, you well away all the good desires, the aspirations of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you, Ya Allah. Fulfill all their good desires and aspirations. Whatever pain, difficulty, sickness, parishani they are going through, Ya Allah, alleviate it, Ya Allah, remove it, Ya Allah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.